Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Now, one thing I never got to really experience in my life is being popular. Another thing I would have to add on there is success. So I don't know if those two go hand in hand or vice versa. But Alex, you bring up an interesting question this morning.
Does popularity equal success and vice versa? Does success automatically equal popularity? Somebody asked me this question yesterday, and I was like thinking about it. I was like, man, that is a deep, good question. Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, everyone I know that is popular is successful, I would say. Like, if you think about celebrities and things like that, like, the more popular you are, like, they're always really successful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, their popularity brings success. But when I was thinking about it, all the successful people I know, they're not necessarily popular.
Yeah, because you can have people that hate you. They want to see you fail. They want to see you fall. They want to see you do your absolute worst. And anytime things don't go your way, they relish in it. So I would say yes. I would say that they are two different things. I think just because you're successful does not mean that you're going to be popular.
I thought that this question was so interesting because I also was thinking, you know, Joe, that when you have something that you're standing for and stuff, sometimes you have a cause or whatever that you're championing. Sometimes that might not be the most popular, but you're still successful in that you're like, you're talking about a message that you might be one of the only people doing it. So there's success that comes with that. You get a lot of notoriety or money or whatever talking about something, but like you're not really well liked. And I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting question.
Yeah, I think it just depends on exactly what it is. Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
I think that you guys are kind of talking about like big figures, kind of. So like the Jeff Bezos of the world, yeah, are probably not going to be popular, like the Elon Musks, because they're geniuses, or like popular political figures who are successful. They're not going to be probably popular majority or whatever because they're speaking their opinions. But like on a day to day, like normal people, I absolutely think they go hand in hand.
Because I disagree with you, but go ahead.
Because I feel like if you're popular, then you're going to be well-liked and people are going to want to help you out. And you're going to get kind of like, you're going to get higher up in what you're doing if you're well-liked around, like with the people that you're around and like your peers and everything like that. Like in work, if you're popular, your peers are going to want to help you out and they're going to want to see you succeed.
I don't believe that necessarily in some cases, but I feel like that's even with less billionaire people, just regular average Joes and Jans, yeah, or whatever. No, I know radio people that have busted their ass, or maybe they just got, mm-hmm, there because they got a lucky break and they were the person at the time and it worked, and people hate on them like, oh, they're not even that good. Like, how'd they get that job? They're probably, oh, she's sleeping with him, or like, you know, like whatever.
Right, but
because that happens a lot, and that's just average Joes and people.
You don't think they're well liked around the like people in the office?
No,
not necessarily their co-hosts or whatever. But you don't think they're well liked by, you know, their bosses or like the sales team or things like that?
No, Liv, people have envy and jealousy. It's one of the biggest things that people have. I'm guilty of it all the time. I would like to think that people like that, but I think whether you're a billionaire or you're dead broke, it's kind of the same thing. There's a select few where I think you can be really popular and successful and people will like you.
Joe, I think, brings up an interesting point too, in that like he's right at bringing up radio. I know a lot of radio people that in their market, their city, their town that they live in where they do radio, the community really, really freaking loves
them.
Right,
they're popular with their community.
But they are, if we're talking about success in terms of money, they still are dead broke, can't move up as far as salary. And like, so if you equate success to how much money you make,
right,
then they would be not successful, but popular.
See, and maybe that's with radio, but I also feel like just in the business world, because a lot of times, the more people you know, I feel that can help you in your job. Mm. You know,
can you give me? And I'm not saying you're wrong, Liv. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great example. Yeah, an example would be so helpful now.
So my dad is extremely, extremely popular where we're from, and he's extremely well liked. So if people have business questions or if people, you know, need a financial advisor, they're gonna automatically go to him because he's popular. A lot of people know him. He's very well liked among the community, so they're going to trust him. So they're gonna come to him and have him be their financial advisor. They're gonna trust him with his money. Another example, my neighbor is in commercial real estate. So if someone knows someone who is looking for a new business space or a new building, whatever, they're like, oh, I know a guy, you know, Mike Hartman. Like everyone knows him. So right. Everyone's going to refer business to him. Also with doctors, our other neighbor is an oral surgeon.
That's true. Referral and careers that are heavily based on referrals that they would have to kind of have.
And even with doctors.
Lost me though. You lost me when you brought up your dad because your dad's got mob ties.
No,
of course
he doesn't.
Likes
but, like, but like even like the oral surgeon who did my wisdom teeth and who got my other four teeth out when I was younger, I had to get them like taken out and go under. We all knew him. He was very well liked among the community. He was popular. Everyone knew him. So anyone
that's why he got your business.
Go. Exactly. And it's not just with sales. It's with almost anything.
Lenny Bree, our technical producer on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas. What do you think, man? Do they go hand in hand? Are they two different beasts?
Success and popularity.
So, Joe, check me out. People, to me, are like sheep, and this sounds messed up, but like there's people who are followers, and then there's people who are leaders, and I feel like people who accumulate a lot of followers get a lot of influence, so people who are more popular, who have more influence, have more power, then they can use that power to become successful.
Yes.
And then on the flip side, people who are already successful, they automatically get followed. Like, I look at Jeff Bezos every day, and I'm like, okay, I want to follow him because I want to get to where he's at. So he gains popularity just by being successful.
I feel like we just had an Oprah moment. Like, this was our aha. This is your brain exercises early in the morning
moment.
It's
too damn early to get this deep on the show. All right, thank you, Lenny, and everybody else. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.